Tyrone finished the game with just 11 players following an astonishing five-fold dismissal at the Athletic Grounds, where a late flare-up marred a convincing derby win for Armagh. Michael McKiernan, Padraig Hampsey, Peter Hart and Kieran McGeary, along with Armagh's Greg McCabe, were sent off after a flare-up in stoppage time. All straight red cards flashed by referee David Goff in a sensational finale to a tense battle of Ulster neighbours. Another fine Orchard performance was somewhat overshadowed by the late drama that played out in front of a sell-out crowd. They dominated the All-Ireland champions during a slick first half, which saw them go 11 points ahead. And while the Red Hands pegged them back to 4 late on, it never looked like they'd turn the game around. Armagh got off to a flyer with Greg McCabe's goal after just 5 minutes, rifled past Niall Morgan from Rian O'Neill's delightful lofted pass. They could have had a couple more goals as Stephen Sheridan drove through three tackles to fire in a shot that Morgan did well to keep out, and the Tyrone keeper had to be on his toes to fingertip Kieran Mackin's sizzling shot over the bar. The Orchard were in complete control, playing this game very much on their own terms, moving with method, assurance and a shared trust. Tyrone, in contrast, were a shadow of the team that swept to Sam Maguire triumph last September, hesitant, unambitious and lacking in ideas. They managed just 2 points in the opening quarter from Derek Canavan and cornerback Michael McKiernan, and even a mass defence couldn't hinder the clever Orchard movement that led to scores from Rian O'Neill, Rory Grugan, Aidan Nugent and Tiernan Kelly. O'Neill's magnificent effort made it 1-8 to 3 points, and just when it looked as if it couldn't get much worse for the Red Hands, he conceded a second goal in stoppage time. Kelly made the ground feeding Jason Duffy, who stepped around Morgan to plant the ball in the net from close range. A commanding 2-8 to 4 points interval lead was no more than Kieran McGeaney's side deserved, and they pushed the lead out to 11 through Jamar Hall. But Tyrone gambled with a high press on the Armagh kick-out, and it paid off as they began to unsettle a defence that had previously looked assured. Niall Sludden and Kieran McGeary slotted over points, and as the Orchard coughed up a string of frees, Cahan McShane struck from the dead balls, converting 7 in the second half alone. Now Armagh were restricted to breakaway attacks, with O'Neill and Aaron McKay raising white flags, but they went 17 minutes without a score before Jarlath O'Burns drove through to split the posts. In the meantime, McShane had chipped away at the deficit, and his 7th conversion trimmed it back to 4 with 3 minutes of normal time to play. But the eruption that marred what had been an honest, if robust, sporting contest then broke out. Large numbers from both sides became involved at the Dramaric Terrace end line, and when order was restored, there were gasps of astonishment from the crowd as 5 players saw red. Final score, Armagh 214, Tyrone 14 points.